Hey, you ready for case?
I'm ready for you.
Conditional use permit 2141.
Yes.
So Peggy DiBenedetto is seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing townhome located at 140 South Tuscany Drive, Hollister. Property is currently zoned R3 multifamily. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, the home is Unit B of Villa 19, located in the Pines Townhomes Condominium Subdivision, which is an existing building of a three condominium units. Property is served by Branson Creek Water for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So for a two-bedroom home, maximum occupancy will be six. For six occupants, a total of three parking spaces. So we're at Branson Creek. Here's the villas, Fieldstone. That unit sits right here. It's just barely highlighted. I'll zoom in on it for you. Unit B. Here just shows the zoning of R3. Just threw the plat. I don't know. This might have been done by some guy named Fabian. I don't remember.
Can you read it?
Nope, it says Wolf in the corner. Yeah, okay.
Probably wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. But here's just a picture of the unit. And at that, I would let your applicant add anything they wanted to it.
About the roads? No, I'm just kidding about
yeah.
that.
Don't make me come over there.
My name's Andy Grossi. I'm representative for Margaret DiBenedetto. Basically, Margaret moved here about a year ago, purchased this unit. It's a condominium. When I followed Margaret down, the unit was basically too small for us, and so we bought another unit. We've kept it for our children and grandchildren, and we've been doing that for, I don't know, 9 months by now. Basically, it's just been sitting there. We have 7 children between us, 13 grandchildren. So we were hoping that as the kids come down that we would use this unit, and unfortunately, as circumstances change, we decided to try to seek a nightly rental. This unit is separate pretty much at the end of Branson Creek. There's vacant lot to one side of it and open land to the other side of it. It is part of the Pines Condominium Association. So when Margaret decided that to go ahead and try to seek this rental, this request, this permit, she went to every unit owner in the Condominium Association and asked if they would have any objections to a nightly rental. None did. Two actually were willing to write letters for us, and I don't know if you want to read these or I have them available
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, you can hand them to the chairman, vice chair, or any of the board members.
It's a small condo association, but 100% of them have agreed to allow us, with your permission, to do a nightly rental. I know that you get a fair amount of requests from Branson Creek, and I'll just say this. It's not just a nightly rental for us. We live in this community. We live 6 doors down. The property that we purchased is 6 doors away. So it's 6 buildings over. So we hope that you keep that in mind.
Do we have anyone else that wants to speak in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wants to speak against this project? We have about 4. This lady here obviously wants to be first.
I'm going to pass out some pictures for
her. I'm Margaret Cook, and I live in the Fieldstone area, and I wanted you to see these pictures. I feel like there's some concerns we've become quite familiar with Knightley Rentals and how they work in our subdivision. In this first picture of the garages, the two-car garage is the one of the unit that's asking for a permit, and the one-car garage is a full-time resident. The driveway is all one driveway. There's no separation between the full-time resident and this property that's up for permit. And so in my mind, I know right away that this is trouble waiting to happen because someone is going to park in the wrong spot. People coming in for vacation and they've never been there, they may very easily park in the resident's spot. She comes home from work and there's someone in her driveway. Even if they do park in the right spot, then they need to walk across her part of the driveway to go around the building to the other side where the doors are. And the second picture I show you is the doors. They're right together. The door on the left is the unit that's up for permit, and the door on the right is the full-time residence door. She does not have any security or any type of peek hole to see who's there or anything like that. There are no lights, street lights in that area. It's a very dark area at night because it's a building that's kind of isolated, as you can see. And then the third picture is what you see when you look come out of their doors. It's open area. There are no buildings there. The Fieldstone declarant, Johnny Morris, has changed that area to green space. He said there will never be anything built there. So it will always be like this. It's going to be open space and dark. There's also a pathway that you can see there that goes down to the old town of Melva. And a lot of times we find people in that area that don't live in our area, which isn't a good situation either. And I think there's a safety problem here as far as how this is an isolated area. And the full-time resident is right in the middle of this this one that's up for permit. And there's going to be a problem since there's no way to put a barrier up there. It is what it is.
Thank you. Who wants to be next?
I'll take that.
All right.
I'm Susan Carter. I live on Fieldstone, 180 Fieldstone. I retired about 7 years ago, moved to Branson, and I bought a condo in another area, and I noticed pretty quickly that a lot of those condos were, there were a lot of permanent residents, that they were going to Knightley Rental. And I really didn't want to be living in a Knightley Rental area. I want to applaud the Planning and Zoning Committee or Commission that actually did the due diligence to determine different areas of Taney County that could be approved for Knightley Rental without coming to the board, because that's the area that my condo was in. And it was very appropriate. It was a very good decision because it is associated with the timeshare. There's ample parking. There's lots of amenities there. And, you know, there's – so that was a good decision. However, I really wanted a neighborhood. So in May of last year, I wanted a home, and I grew tired of the increased traffic, the loud parties, everything that's associated with the Knightley Rental just became – I was surrounded. So I listed my condo. I did ask my realtor to find a permanent resident. Since I told a couple of my elderly, widowed neighbors that I would be hesitant to try to sell to a Knightley Rental to give them more headaches. And the buyers, I asked my realtor to try to do that. And the buyers assured me that, hey, we live in Jeff City, we're going to come down, we're going to use this as a nightly, or just a vacation spot. And honestly, the ink wasn't dry on my signature before. It was under a nightly rental. And it has been problematic. They have had a lot of people. They actually told my widowed neighbor that they were going to make it a high-end rental because I'd done a lot of upgrades in that unit. And I am not sure what they meant by a high-end rental other than the fact that they can charge more money for it. And once they start charging more money, my neighbor said that they started bringing in 8 and 10, 12 people sometimes because there's no policing of that in that area. It's, you know, just so much traffic that there's no way to police that. So that's been a problem. I found that it seems like in this area we have a lot of people coming in looking for places to stay, and instead of going to motel rooms, they're finding that staying in a nightly rental, a home or a condo or whatever it might be, is cheaper for them in the long run. And those areas aren't, I don't think, are policed like a motel room. When you check into a motel room, you have 4 guests and that's monitored. But you can have several cars pull up. And in our neighborhood, I've seen 4 big SUVs in one getting out from one and going into one building. When I bought my villa, the guy I bought it from asked that he wanted me to be a permanent resident. I said, absolutely, I want to be a permanent resident because I want to be a part of a neighborhood. And that's what I found when I moved in, that it's been very positive. I have neighbors that we go to, we have Bible studies, and there's ladies' luncheons, and it's just a great, great neighborhood. But my experience is there with nightly rentals, and the map that I gave you kind of shows where that condo is. You have to drive all the way through our neighborhood, and at the end of the road, it's very, wind all the way through to get back to it. The other thing on that map that's an issue and has been an issue for our neighbors is the access to Fieldstone off of the boulevard is very dangerous, and you can pull out there, and you have to pull out. I was showing a friend today. You have to pull out into the street to see it, traffic coming from the golf courses and the airport, and so it's very dangerous. We're familiar with it, and we're very cautious, but I would be concerned that a lot of nightly rental people wouldn't have that. My experience with nightly rental in the neighborhood has been anything but positive. I actually witnessed adults directing a child to jump over the pool fence to open the gate to let them in. And when I confronted them, they got combative with me. I've also seen a youth, he's probably 18, 19, he jumped over the front fence to get in. I've seen 4 golfers that were obviously inebriated that were yelling at a girl that was in the pool to let them in. So they don't treat our, you know, they just assume all that's for their fun. And I like to go to bed at night fairly early, and I get up early. And these people, they make a lot of noise, and it's disruptive to a neighborhood. I find that I'm supposed to call Taney County Sheriff non-emergency number, and I have a lot of respect for our, I'm a nurse, I'm a retired nurse, 40 years, and I have tremendous respect for our people that provide our safety, our officers. And so I will say that I seldom call Taney County Sheriff because I don't want to bother them with noise and problems in our area, but it's the nightly rentals that are causing those problems.
Who's next?
Hi,